You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Oh, good here. Here.
Wow, this all radio obituary episode's just all over the place, if you ask me. I mean, you didn't, but if you did, that's what I'd say. It's all over the place. You know, I should probably do a public service announcement. I'm all thrown off by doing an all radio obituary episode, as often happens around here. Not the all obit episode, but the me getting confused. Don't text behind the wheel of a car. Visit stoptextstoprex.org and learn more. That's a public service announcement. But, by the way, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we are in the throes of an all-radio obituary episode tonight. We've already passed the weasel. That never happens before midnight. It's very unusual. I'm not sure what that does to a party. But I'm sure everybody over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group could let you know if you had any questions about it. Just a guess on my part. I make guesses sometimes. The pre-antepenultimate radio obituary is for Alvin de Guzman, the founding guitarist of the band The Icarus Line. He just passed away at 38, and he is the pre-antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. We'll be right back. The antepenultimate radio obituary is for Skip Haines. He wrote the Chicago, City of Chicago, not Band Chicago, the Chicago anthem, Lake Shore Drive, and was a member of the band that performed that, Eliotta Haines and Jeremiah. Skip Haines just passed away at 71. It's the, what did I just say? The antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Adventure in outer space on the Starship Enterprise. Well, there was Captain Kirk, Spock and a gang, heading for untimely demise. The Klingons was clanging, the phasers were zinging. It looked like the end of the line. Then the captain said, well, we've done it again. We got our acting explained. Everything we got, well, it don't seem to work. That only leave one thing. And they said, beam me up, Scotty, get me out of here. Something's trying to eat my face. Beam me up, Scotty, save my act again. Make you an admiral of outer space. Just how it hung out there in outer space. The only one around there worth his pay was the engineer of the place. It was Mr. Scott, was the man. Scotty, he was the man. Oh yeah. It was Scotty do this, Scotty do that, till it was time to land. Then it was, Mr. Scott, can I do anything? Anything for you, please? I got to go out with the captain again. And you know what that means. And they said, beam me up, Scotty, get me out of here. Something's trying to eat my face. Say my act again, make you an admiral of outer space. And they said, beam me up, Scotty, get me out of here. Something's trying to eat my face. Beam me up, Scotty, say my act again, make you an admiral of outer space.
Take hours to get rich again. On the street streets of Chicago on the southwest coast of Lake Michigan. I'm gonna stay with your baby on the southwest coast of Lake Michigan. And I ain't gonna leave you alone unless I get that itch again. Because I'm so happy just looking out the window with you, my friend. Watching the cops chase the robbers up the southwest coast of Lake Michigan. I'm gonna lay right here on the southwest coast of Lake Michigan, where the skyscrapers swaying and the pigeons are playing on the roof again. I'm selling ice cream bars and it may take hours to get rich again. Streets of Chicago on the southwest coast of Lake Michigan. Till the very end, waiting for those palm trees to grow on the southwest coast of Lake Michigan. I'm gonna lay right here on the southwest coast of Lake Michigan, where the skyscrapers swinging and the pigeons are playing on the roof again. I'm selling ice cream bars and it may take hours to get rich again. On the streets of Chicago, on the southwest coast of Lake Michigan. Watching the cops chase the robbers up the southwest coast of Lake Michigan. Waiting for the palm trees to grow on the southwest coast of Lake Michigan. Yeah, I'm waiting for the coconuts to roll on the southwest coast of Lake Michigan.
The penultimate radio obituary tonight. Oh, let me do this little quick thing first. All right, I'm all better now. The penultimate radio obituary here at Bubbles in the Think Tank is for Laszlo Aradsky, the Hungarian pop singer who became successful in the 1960s after he participated in a national Hungarian TV talent show. He just passed away at 82. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Yeah.
And the ultimate radio obituary tonight here at Bubbles in the Think Tank is for Frankie Capp, the American jazz drummer. He also played on numerous rock and roll sessions, hence him being considered a member of the Wrecking Crew. He started playing with Stan Kenton way back in 1951. Later on, he went to join Neil Hefti's group. He often accompanied Peggy Lee on some of her road dates. Is that what he's calling them today? Went on to LA, where he joined Billy May, recorded with the Wrecking Crew, all kinds of stuff. He complained that rock drummers had ruined drum hardware because they played harder than jazz drummers. Cymbal stands were built heavier over the years, and Frank said, "I used to be able to move my entire drum kit by myself on the New York City subway." Frank Capp just passed away at 86. He is the ultimate radio obituary. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank on your freeform radio station, it is WMFO Medford.
Looking good, now shake. Don't do it, baby. you wanna really roll, you got to do the thing with soul. Shake the shake with all your might. Oh, if you do it right. Just make your body loose and light. Gotta shake.
Cute, Count. Blow the trumpet. Thank you.
that just about wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Frank Capp. And just about wraps up tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. One final tune to go out on, then we're possibly going to be handing it over to another radio show. Or the WMFO Freeform Automatron. We'll find out what happens in just moments. But I want to thank everybody for hanging out with us for tonight's all-radio obituary episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's always good when we take the time to catch up. Of course, you know, we used to have that guideline that there would only be one all-radio obituary show each year, other than the retrospective, of course. But this year, all bets were off. It's Thunderdome, you know. But we wanted to make sure that we get every single radio obituary in the month of October that we can as we run up to the radio obituary retrospective coming up on Saturday, November 25th. Of course, sometime after the 1st of November, be ready because your titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., he's coming to poll you to find out which radio obituaries from the past year you want to hear in the retrospective. There's a lot. We never did do the, we were gonna have a betting game, weren't we? We were gonna do what would that be called? A pool? Where we bet how many radio obituaries there are in the year. But we didn't do it. So I'll be looking forward to our director of minutia, Bob Cohen, coming up with the official count in the coming weeks. It's great to have an ever-embiggening staff here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. So like I said, one final tune to go out on, then we'll be back here next week for more freeform silliness for you to shake your stick at. You know we'll do it. Otherwise, hang out with us all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Stay tuned also throughout the week to your Freeform radio station as we wrap up the Frank Capp radio obituary with a little Julie London right here on your Freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Of cigarettes, holding hands and yawning. Look how late it gets. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light. And too much in love to say goodnight. Here we are in a cozy chair. Picking on a wishbone from the Frigidaire. Two sleepy people with nothing to say and too much in love to break away. Do you remember the nights we used to linger in the hall? Father didn't like you. Do you remember the reason why we married in the fall? To get a bit of rest and get this little nest. Here we are, just about the same. Foggy little fella, drowsy little dame. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight. Do you remember the nights we used to linger in the hall? Here we are, just about the same. Foggy little fella, drowsy little dame, two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say.